What empty sounds this instrument makes when struck with a fist or a fine-tuned fork.
Flying on the wings of a dead bird, I come to you every evening licking a plate of foie gras that has been prepared on the run. This is no nightmare, say I. Rather a dream of the way things must be between you and me. One dips and dives, shimmies and shakes through seas of uncertainty. Each of us no more than a pawn placed on this earth to suffer, and then suffer again. Language is a game that takes us out of our heads, transports us to new and expansive exigencies. Wondrous is this landscape, possible though be to pass the leaves of the exfoliage that grows from your shins like radishes, the stuff of mirth, of matter, of mind. Who has given us this daily bread that we should forsake our only lover in favour of a pneumatic wraith? Who has cut open the shell that becomes the shaker insides of which the seeds of our youth have withered and died? What empty sound this instrument makes when struck with a fist or a fine-tuned fork? What hollowness resonates through our tongues when we bite into the scent that wafts from its exposed innards? Death surrounds us when we do not fear it, for it comes to one and all eventually, and there is no escape.
When you start writing, I can help you a little. As soon as I have my legs, I'm going to put them all on one thing and compress them. Family's been doing that for years. It's important that they win the tournament. Dinner is unimportant. Everything else is. Soon you'll be seeing other smells. You need a ladder. I don't want to keep it in my mouth. People were found dead. Some woman was losing her being.
In bed you sit erect, eyes focused on the visions that chill you, make your teeth come loose and fall into the palms of your outstretched hands, one by one. Soundlessly. My tongue tastes your hair, your eyes, the insides of your wax-laden eardrums. You are weeping, but I have come to comfort you at the end of the torturous road. You are blind, but I have come to restore your sight, albeit temporarily. When you touch the keyboard, my heart expands and flutters and clicks like a pacemaker taken from the hollow chest of a man whose initials are DC. You live your life in ways others wouldn't understand. There are no voices here, there are only reflections. Was it confessions? The line you have heard somewhere before, sung by one with a golden voice who understands suffering as well as you yourself do. Out at sea, you drift with the drifters, aimless and wretched, torture filled with no sense of direction. North becomes southwest becomes northeast becomes nowhere at all. And this is where you stand now, staring straight into the light.
Mouth.